Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
The Florida Sheriff Ranch's Thrift Store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store.
Opening a new business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
Hey everyone, you've got to check out H.I. Cabinetry. They are having a grand opening right here in Clearwater at their brand new store location, 24103 U.S. 19 Clearwater, located at the corner of U.S. 19 and Sunset Point, next to the Varsity Club. They have a beautiful showroom for you to come by with kitchen displays and vanities and many things that they have available in stock. You've also got to see the gorgeous granite and quartz countertops. H.I. Cabinetry is having an awesome sale with 10% off their white shaker cabinets. They also have many more styles to choose from, and also 10% off all standard vanities. Wow, what a deal! You can also go online at hicabinetry.com and see for yourself the beautiful selections that they have to offer. All of the cabinets and vanities are made of real wood and they are soft clothes. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, those are everyone's favorite nice, smooth, quiet closing drawers and cabinets. And H.I. Cabinetry also has another convenient location located in Holiday at 1832 U.S. Highway 19 in Holiday, and that is located in the Save-A-Lot Plaza at the corner of U.S. 19 and Mile Stretch Road. Please give H.I. Cabinetry a call at 727-940-7641. That's 727-940-7641. H.I. Cabinetry is also hiring dedicated, experienced installers. Please call 727-940-7641 for information. Anyone who wants a new look for their kitchen or bathroom, come on out to H.I. Cabinetry at their brand new location at 24103 U.S. 19, right at the corner of U.S. 19 and Sunset Point Road, or H.I. Cabinetry in Holiday at 1832 U.S. 19 at the corner of U.S. 19 and Mile Stretch Road. You will be so glad that you did.
It's time for the Brian Cash Claus Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Claus, and his very special guest.
Yes, and it's always done the same, right? We always have special guests. Think about
that. Right, that's why I added the special guest thing.
That's
today,
it. I thought you were talking about me being special. Anyhow.
The guest, Brian,
who knows?
And...
Who wants to make $50? Hey, this That's is a big a time show.
Yeah.
You know, you're quiet. Most people would say yes. You're Oasis, right?
Yeah.
Get closer to the mic. That okay. would help. This is radio.
Okay.
What does the word Oasis mean?
It came from the concept that I went through a process that the Army doctors said I was not going to live. And
wow.
God had a different plan.
Wow.
And so I was bedridden for almost 3 years. And during that time, I realized that rest is life for God's people.
Wow.
And so we changed our ministry name to Oasis for Life.
Wow.
To bring rest to people will also give them life.
Amen. Wow, that's beautiful. That's a testimonial right there, right? Because that's it. You know, you could... it's like, be about it, don't talk about it.
Right.
Right. And your message is to be about it.
Yes.
Right. Attraction, not promotion.
Yes.
Right. Let people be attracted to you based on what you're doing, not what you're saying.
Correct.
Right. Just like a bug is attracted to light.
Yeah.
Right. The word oasis, though, does anybody know what the definition means in the dictionary?
It does.
Well, no, but if you look it up in the dictionary, you know what oasis is? It's a fertile ground where water is found in the desert.
Yes.
I just found that out 30 seconds ago. Do you know what I did?
Listen,
I
had to get that out there quick. I don't want to interrupt you, but I would like to tell you that we have Leo from Purple Haze on, and he doesn't have a lot of time. So if we can just talk to him.
Hi, there Leo. Hi, Leo. This is an icon. Right, there are certain people you meet, like in Pinellas County. The only other one icon I can think of is Spencer's from Spencer's Western World. There are icons in Pinellas County, right? There's icons in St. Pete. This man from Purple Haze, Leo, is an icon. And we're talking to him right now. How are you going? How's it going, Leo?
Hey, Brian, how are you today?
Very good. The show is very organized.
It's always good to be organized.
I know you want to talk about the business, but we're just talking about Oasis, as he had a near-death experience. And if you don't mind, quickly, tell him why you appreciate life so much, which brought me to tears, the story you told.
Well, I've been working my whole entire life. I've never taken time off, very little vacations. Recently, last 5 years, I had a daughter, which I love to spend time with her. And in September, I had a pretty much a near-death experience, as close as you could get to it. And it kind of changed the way that I look at life. And what had happened was I was working underneath the dock, chest high in water, got electrocuted, passed out, and pretty much drowned. And if it wasn't for Julia, my wife, who happened to be nearby, she kind of heard the splash and came over, pulled me out of the water, and 3.5 days later, I woke up at Bayfront with tubes and things coming out my throat and stuff. So it was definitely a life changer.
Wow. And then do you, like, notice butterflies maybe where before you wouldn't have noticed a butterfly to get the point across?
I see things differently. The unfortunate thing is that if you're used to working all the time, it's kind of hard to not work. And you know, here in Pinellas County, I've been in Pinellas County working for over 35 years in the retail industry. My smoke shops have been open for over 28 years. And right now my focus is to try to finish projects that I have started that I've never had the chance to complete. And I'm trying to finish up all my untied projects.
Wow. So pretty cool. Great story, right? Because Oasis, did you hear his story where he had a near-death experience?
Yes.
And that he changed the name of his ministry to Oasis Ministry, right?
Yes.
Right? If you just real quick, I know, Leo, you got to go, but just real quick, tell that story.
The Oasis changed because we found that in God's Word that if we have rest, it gives us life. So when the Israelites were taken captive, God would say afterwards, now the land will rest. So there is an order to rest. And right. So we need rest, peace in our life to be able to have an abundant life.
Right. We're always on the go, though. Like, that's what Leo was saying, right? He doesn't even take vacations. He's a workaholic. He has a beautiful daughter. He has a beautiful wife. But stop and smell the roses.
Yes.
Right, Leo?
And that's what I'm kind of trying to do now. Little things that I've taken for granted, I don't take for granted no more.
Wow.
And it's just like, you know, I do have several big projects that I started and I kind of put them on the back burner. And now I'm putting them up front and center to try to get done, like the 49th Street store, trying to get that open and done.
When do you think that's going to be open?
I'm hoping within the next 2 months.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty much real close. It's something that last few weeks I've been putting a lot of time into to try to get it going.
Well, that's exciting. And then, you know, you learn a lot from trial and error, correct?
Correct.
And that's the deal. What's the definition of insanity? You know, doing the same thing and expecting different results.
Yeah.
Right? And my definition, Leo, is knowing I'm going to get the same results and still doing it. That's what makes me insane.
Yeah. Well, hopefully when I get this store open, it's going to be a game changer, not just for myself, but for everybody that likes to go out shopping. It's going to be the first drive-through smoke shop.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And then, like you are, you're the pioneer, if you think about it. You're a pioneer for the smoke shops. You're the pioneer for drive-thrus. You always seem to be a pioneer. Like, I guess, you know, it's important to have a good imagination and dreams and visions. You know, you can have all the education in the world, but dreams and visions and imagination is more important.
Yeah. Well, the other thing you have to do is kind of look at what the future holds and try to predict the future without actually letting it bother you. But anybody out there listening, I'm pretty sure they've noticed when I opened up my smoke shops, my first smoke shop was opened 29 years ago. There was only 5 smoke shops in Pinellas County.
Wow.
5. And now every 10 blocks you drive, you find 5 smoke shops. So the industry is definitely changing, so I have to say to myself, what can I do to make it better? You know, what could I do to make my stores stand out that nobody else is doing? And that's where I'm at right now. The drive-through, convenient. People don't want to get out of their cars no more. They want to, you know, drive somewhere, pull up to a window and drive away, you know?
Right. It's the way it is today.
Yeah, and I think that's what my next goal is. The other thing is with staffing, it has been very difficult trying to get staffing, not just my industry, everybody's industry. With a drive-thru, you could basically run it with one person or two people in it and not have to worry about having a whole store full of staff. I am hiring. So if everybody out there listening, you know, Purple Haze is always hiring. They're looking for great people. You don't have to have experience. You know, a little bit of experience will help, but we also teach you when you come on in on how to run things and you know, what's expected and try to guide you in the right way to do the business the right way.
Right, because if someone has a bubbly personality, it's like these two things. Think of the word more, right? Think of when I say this. The more you're grateful for what you have, the more you're grateful, the more you get to be grateful for. And the more you complain about what you have, right, the more you get to complain about. So what you're really looking for is someone that has gratitude and a bubbly personality and brings joy to the world. And then you'll teach them the knowledge.
Yes, yeah, so someone with a positive attitude
right.
will definitely move up quick.
No doubt about it. it's kind of exciting what you're doing there. And in closing, Leo, what would you like to say? Oh, by the way, Leo, I have a guy here that he does engraving, right?
Yeah. That's right. We do laser engraving.
Right, and he can laser engrave like Purple Haze logo into anything, metal, wood.
That's something I actually been looking into it.
Okay.
Do you have I would love to speak to him if you want to, Brian, if you want to give him my number after the show and have him give me a call.
Thank you, Leo.
We're trying to do e-commerce also with a branded line. And what I would like to do is maybe get some water pipes or some hand pipes and basically engrave them with the Purple Haze logo.
Can you do that?
Right. We can do glass. It depends on their temperament, their temper. But, yeah, we can do glass. And
and other things he might want.
Other things, too, yeah.
Right. You can do the – imagine every product that went out your door, he put your name in it.
That would be awesome, yeah.
About the only thing that we can't do is the soft plastics and things like that. But
like acrylic,
stainless steel, anodized aluminum.
Wood.
Wood.
Yeah.
Acrylics.
Right. He doesn't have a storefront. I'll be right up front with you. So he doesn't have a big overhead on the storefront. And what he does is he gives you the best deal.
Yeah. You could like laser engrave Zippo lighters and stuff like that?
It depends on the plastic, but if they're a stainless steel or anodized aluminum, something like that, yes, we can.
Yeah, they're usually stainless, like right. Zippo lighters and glass. Of course, we could do, but that's definitely get give Brian him my number.
100%, and you know what I was trying to tell him is there are certain, you know, Bobby listens to the show a lot, right? Because he's here, right, Bobby?
I most certainly do, the whole thing. Front
okay. In the last 6 months, who have I called an icon?
Leo's the only one I've heard.
Yeah. You are an icon, Leo, to
it
me.
It makes me feel special, man.
You are. I mean that from my heart. It's like such an honor to talk to you. Anyhow, thank you, Leo. In closing, what would you like to say about Purple Haze?
Well, I would say Purple Haze is going to be opening up very soon at 49. It's actually 40... Not, God, what's the address? 49. Oh, shit.
I have it for you.
4695 49th Street North. 4695 49th Street North. See what happens when you get old, Brian?
That's it. I resemble that remark.
It's on the corner of 49th Street, 46th Avenue. It's the old farm store. If you guys drive by, you're not going to recognize it. It's totally different. I should be open hopefully within the next 2 months, I would say.
Coming soon, Purple Haze.
To go.
You know what we're going to play, Bobby? Can you play a Jimi Hendrix song?
When we go to the traffic break, yeah.
We're going to do
He's got to go, so we might as well play it at the traffic.
Okay, we're going to, at the traffic break, because we have a traffic break, Leo.
Yes, sir.
We're going to play in honor of you, Purple Haze. And then in honor of that, and once we do the traffic report, we're going to play Jimi Hendrix.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Brian. Laser Man, thank you. Appreciate it.
Laser Man, that's your name. There's Superman. That's what I'm going to call you from now on.
There you go.
Laser Man. You have to wear a cape.
It's always been a dream of mine, man.
There you go. Yeah. You can do, that's his new name, Leo.
That's awesome.
He's stronger than Superman. Mm.
That's right, Laser Man.
But we got to find out what's his kryptonite.
Yeah.
Anyhow, thank you, Leo, for being on the show. And at the half hour, we're going to be going to a traffic report. It's going to be put together by Purple Haze. In honor of Purple Haze, we're going to play a Jimi Hendrix song.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
God bless you, Leo.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's something, huh? Where he had a near-death experience?
Yes.
Right?
That changes things.
It does.
Yeah. It changes your perspective.
Right.
In life.
And then I think myself, you know, I get it. Like the truth is the truth. King Solomon said, you force people to see the truth. You know what he said after that? They only hate you.
Yes.
Right? Because if I force you to see, because do I really want someone to say I'm old and fat? But it's the truth, right? Mm-hmm. But the thing is, it only hurts. So, but he also said that he who answers a matter before he hears it out is not wise. Right? And yes. God gave us two ears and one mouth.
Right.
And from a meditation standpoint, right, there's prayer and meditation to connect with God.
Right.
So say if I never communicate with you for 10 years, right, how's my relationship going to be with you?
Not good.
Not good.
Right? So how you communicate with God is through prayer and meditation.
Yes.
If you want to have a conscious contact with God, praying is like a petition, right? You're petitioning God. Mm-hmm. But meditation is when you're being restful and you're being still. Be still and know I'm God.
Right.
And that's when you're listening to God.
Yes.
You know? And then sometimes when God says to me, jump, I don't know. Is it God or is it my, you know, am I schizophrenic? I hear voices. Okay. Anyhow, you know what a thing was, what a crack addict says? You ask a crack addict, because I was thinking smoke. He go, oh, what happened to your job? He says, I smoked it. What happened to your house? The crack addict says, I smoked it. Where's your car? What does the crack addict say?
I smoked it.
I smoked it. I didn't know if that was an appropriate joke to tell him, because he's a smoke shop, right? Mm-hmm. Do you think he would have taken that the wrong way?
He seems pretty lighthearted.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I should have went with it.
Yeah.
You know, I've been looking down at that. Do you see over there that little crack in the floor right there?
Yes.
You see it? And do you know what happens when I come in here? I keep looking at that crack. And you know what I'm scared about?
What?
I might become a crack addict.
That's funny.
Anyhow, when I was driving here, I saw this sheriff pull over this guy, right? And he wouldn't pull over. So then finally the guy said, the sheriff walks up to the guy and says, you know, why didn't you pull over when I pulled you over? He goes, if you give me a good enough reason, you know, I get off and at 5:30, I'll just let you go. Give me something that you've never heard before and I won't give you a ticket. And do you know what the guy said to him? My wife, she left me for a sheriff. Right? And I thought you were bringing her back to me.
Okay.
Don't lose my day job. All right.
They do couples counseling and marriage counseling, yes, too, at the center. So.
Yes.
You know what the greatest way? What is the greatest thing? Two words. If you want to keep your marriage going, what is the greatest word? Huh?
Yes, honey.
Yes, honey, or yes, dear? No, because it is about, you know, for marriage counseling, I think the most important thing is communication, right? But then also, yes, you have to have, these are the two things when a relationship's not going to make it, which I believe. It's either finance or romance, right?
Either one of those, it still comes back to communication.
Sure. But if you don't have finance, let's say you're a deadbeat husband, I'll go with the husband, not the woman, because, you know, and then you're not romantic with your wife, too, right? You can't have both of those. You can't be a deadbeat and not romantic. You have to be one of the two,
yeah,
right? So in a marriage counseling, because I did it, by the way, not good, by the way, I'm 0 for 10, all divorces, but... When I was working with people, I would say, you know, how's the romance, right? How's your finances? Why would someone stay with someone that's not romantically or they're financially a deadbeat? You get one of those two, your relationship will work out a lot better.
Right.
Just that alone.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
I do.
Okay. And it's a subject matter we don't want to talk about, too. You notice I didn't say the word sex. What I said is romance, right? Because it softens it.
Intimacy is 80% open dialogue, 20% physical. So if a couple has true intimacy, they'll be able to talk to each other openly.
Right.
Without being put down.
100%. And then if someone does, you know, you're only as sick as your secrets, right? Mm-hmm. So say someone opens up and they share with you something, then also I advise people, don't then use that to throw in their face later.
Correct.
Right? Because sometimes people open up. That's why wives, believe it or not, can't testify in courthouses. Do you know that? That your wife can't testify or your husband can't testify against you for that reason.
Right.
Anyhow, how'd we get there?
We should just play some Jimi Hendrix, shouldn't we?
You guys play some Jimi Hendrix. In honor of Purple Haze.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Don't miss the grand opening ceremony of HI Kitchen Cabinets and Vanities, Clearwater location, located at 24103 U.S. Highway 19. Visit them Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call 727-940-7641 for HI Kitchen Cabinets and Vanities. 5:32 here on the Tan Talk Network. This is the BCC Coupon Book Traffic Report, and currently we're dealing with three incidents in Pinellas right now. Both around the Gandy Boulevard, northbound I-275 at the right shoulder block, southbound I-275, right shoulder blocked as well, and at mile marker 27, also the right shoulder block. So a lot of stuff going on the right shoulder. We have some debris northbound on the Veterans Expressway, exit 2B, that is Independence Parkway. Also going up the Veterans, another at the Anderson Road ramp, and going on the Suncoast Parkway, exit State Road 54, exit 19, State Road 54. We have a collision as well up there on the ramp as well. Unusual slowdowns in Hillsborough County, I-275 between Malfunction Junction. Starting with some very heavy congestion at the airport exit today. Must be all those delayed flights. Anyway, current temperatures, 91 degrees in Zephyr Hills, Dade City 92 degrees, and downtown Clearwater outside the Tan Talk Studios 87 degrees. Going back to the BCC Coupon Book Show right after these messages. Stop into HI Kitchen Cabinets and Vanities and get 10% off White Shaker cabinets when you use the coupon found in the BCC Coupon Book. Visit the showrooms in Holiday at 1832 U.S. Highway 19 in the Save-A-Lot Plaza and in Clearwater at 24103 U.S. Highway 19 next to Varsity Club. HICabinetry.com. Charlie's Philly Cheesesteaks is the place to be on Sundays and Mondays. Yep, that's right. 79-cent wings all day on Sundays and Mondays at Charlie's. Three convenient locations, 1804 Main Street in Dunedin, 2300 Gulf to Bay Boulevard in Clearwater, and 9080 Ulmerton Road in Largo. Dine in, drive through only. That's 79-cent wings on Sundays and Mondays at Charlie's Philly Cheesesteaks and Wings. Get 10% off all standard-sized vanities at HI Cabinetry when you use the coupon found in the BCC Coupon Book. Visit their showroom in Holiday at 1832 U.S. Highway 19 in the Save-A-Lot Plaza or in Clearwater at 24103 U.S. Highway 19 next to Varsity Club. HICabinetry.com.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's Tan Talk.
Foxy. Yeah. And you know sexy lady.
You know, I think when people are listening to music they like and then they hear me talking, I'm thinking they're thinking because I have low self-esteem. Shut up. Put back on the music. What do you think? But anyhow.
I can't see you have low self-esteem.
I know. No, really?
No.
That was a joke, right?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm a man of few words. Uh-huh. Anyhow.
I mean, we could do two traffic reports if we have to.
You know, one time I was late to the airport, and I had Bobby just say there are accidents on Gulf to Bay all the way from the airport. If you're going to the airport, you better leave early because there's traffic reports.
He said they're all Brian wrecks, every off-ramp. Yeah.
So, and I got there in, like, record time. We put out a fake traffic report. I wonder if we can get in trouble for that.
They were real accidents. I just said the cause was a little stretched.
Yeah, because I was late. You get what I'm saying? Why not? Anyhow, do you know that guy that, who was the guy that did the thing, the Martians are coming in 1930? Who was that? Where he said, Orson Welles. And people actually committed suicide. They believed it, right? He did a thing where the Martians are coming on the radio, but he didn't tell people it was fake.
Right.
Anyhow, Oasis. So let's see again. We got our friend, he's listening, Dave. I was wondering, can you see, or you see, actually, can you just read the three addresses for Oasis? And what's the definition in the dictionary for Oasis? See if you remember.
Yes.
What is it?
A place in the desert that has water.
Fertile water.
Yes. And
yes.
Grass and trees.
Oh, and there does it have grass and trees. Yeah. So anyhow, we're going to do a spot here. We're going to put this guy on the spot. All right?
Obviously.
Bobby, you need to rate 1 to 10.
Ready?
You guys rate 1 to 10. Tammy, you rate 1 to 10. And we're going to see if this guy has a future in radio.
Yes, of course.
You get the vote.
She's a little partial.
Okay, we'll see. Right now, you're at a 2 with me.
Okay.
All right, ready? Action.
All right, we're advertising for Oasis Salon, master stylist and color specialist. Palm Harbor location is at 3446 Tampa Road. It's between Caldwell Banker and Circle K. The phone number there is 727-785-7438. In Oldsmar, Oasis is located at 13871 Hillsborough Avenue. It's the corner of Racetrack Road between Lowe's and Publix. 727-785-7438. The location in Dunedin, Oasis Salon, is at 1291 San Christopher. It's the corner of Pinehurst and San Christopher. The phone number there is 727-470-9013.
Fantastic. And then you end with the name.
The name is Oasis Salon.
Right. And you know what? You try to say the name, believe it or not, like every 15 seconds. So then what you could do is, like, if I was doing this through trial and error, so you want to get the name out there, because I saw stuff on Shark Tank, right? And the guy kept saying, my business, your business. And he had no logo on his shirt. And I never knew the name of his business. And here you are on national TV on Shark Tank, and you don't wear a what you do with Laser.
Right.
You would think he would have a logo shirt, but he kept saying, my business. And, you know, I just listened. I didn't even turn the channel because I wanted to know what the heck the name of your business is. So maybe he did it purposely. But what you do is you say, like, when you're doing something, as many times as you have the trick to get the name out. So Oasis, right, in Dunedin, this is the address. Oasis Salon, this is the one in Palm Harbor. Oasis Salon, this is the one, whatever, right? And as many times as you can get the name out, is the deal with radio, right? So what's the name of your laser business?
Largo Laser Works.
And who does the lasering?
Alanson Holland, that's me.
No, the Laser Man. See, that was a test.
That's your new name.
New
oh, my goodness.
Do you know what? Do we have someone that can make him a cape?
Yes.
Who? Who? I know
someone, one of our clients, Bernadette. She is awesome. She can make anything.
Okay, we're going to make, what size is your shirt?
The size of the shirt?
You wear?
XL.
Okay, we're going to make you a cape and dress you up as Superman.
Oh, Lord.
Right?
No, okay. Not Superman, the Laser Man.
Oh, as the Laser Man, see? I'm going to have a suit made for you called the Laser Man. Okay? So from 1 to 10, what do you give him on his radio spot?
I would give him an 8.
What would you give him?
8-2.
What would you give him?
I'm 7.
Well, you know what I'm going to give you?
Better.
Who's in, who writes the checks at your company?
We both do, but...
Okay, I'm going to give you a 10. And then you tell me? The check's in the mail.
Right?
Anyhow, no, you did a great job.
Yes, I think Alanson did a great job. And I want to do a...
No! Laser Man.
Laser Man from Largo Laser Works.
Right, and really, you're going to hire... We're going to... It'll take a couple weeks, but we're going to have a cape made just like Superman wears and a shirt with your logo on it, Laser Man.
Oh. Is there
that's a gift from us to you.
Is there a stamp on that check in the mail?
It's a good market.
Yes.
It's a good way to market. And you know what you have to do after you get the outfit? Then you're going to start making little cute commercials for Facebook and internet marketing.
Right. And then on top of that, when you go to your clients, right, you wear the cape.
Yeah.
Right? No, seriously. When you go see Leo, hopefully you'll have a deal before then. I'm going to send you somewhere where it's going to be a deal. And all I ask is you show up in the cape.
Oh, wow.
And we'll remember you.
Yeah. Yes.
They'll definitely remember
you.
Yeah.
That's true.
Okay, so then you wanted to do a commercial for Malcolm.
Yeah, for Malcolm. I just talked to him. He's super busy, which is a good thing. But he is over at the Discount Auto Tunes and Tint, and he's located at 4720 66th Street, St. Pete, Florida. And that is Discount Auto Tunes and Tint. And if you want to give him a call, he has some great deals here. I mean, really good deals. He does audio for your car, window tint. He can replace your remote start keys, guys, if you happen to lose it, which is really hard to find these days. He can also make you like a second key fob, anything like that, so you don't have to go through losing it. You give him a call. That's Malcolm over at Discount Auto Tunes and Tint at 727-544-0022. He's open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 7, and Sunday, 10 to 4.
Wow, and the last time we had the gentleman from the gutters. What was the name of his gutter shop?
Starts with the S. Hold on.
Whatever. He's a great... He donated $200 also to our thing. Do you know yesterday what we did?
Right, we were there.
Okay, yeah.
A really good remote.
Really good remote. You guys were there, so then, yeah. So, but he donated $200, and he called me. He listened to it, right? And he, what did he say? Send an invoice for $200?
Yeah.
And he's going to mail a check to Beacon Light. And we had, like, several customers that, it's close to $3,000 that's sending us checks to the Beacon Light. So it's right at like $3,000. But ironically, the reason I'm mentioning this gentleman from the gutters, because he puts the screens over the gutters, so this way when the leaves can't get into the gutters.
It's Supreme Gutters, by the way.
Supreme Gutters. And so I'm talking to Malcolm on the radio about, you know, getting a car stereo and all that other stuff. Guess what he needed? His name is Ty. He needed a radio. What is the odds of someone having a radio put in their car, needs it, and sitting here, and I'm talking to Malcolm? What is the odds of that?
Right.
And then this guy is really wealthy, too. I mean, he is, though. Like you see right away here, his $200. But, and he ends up going down there and spending quite a few dollars with Malcolm, and it all started with the radio show.
Right.
Then, like, look at you with the laser. Right, and then now you got a contact with a real well-to-do guy that could give you a lot of work, right? Could be a good customer, could be, right?
Oh yeah, it could be great.
And then, so it was about like a month and a half ago, we had Tony in. He's a 10-year-old boy, and we said to him, we have 145-150 clients. We said, pick out the ad you want to talk about. So right, Bobby, can you verify this, please?
Go ahead.
I need, like, because it's almost going to sound, no one's going to believe me. So guess what happened? He picks out, what was the name of Fat Jacks?
Fat Jacks.
Yeah. So he picks out Fat Jacks, right? Now, Fat Jacks has never been on the radio before. Guess who's on? A hold. Fat Jacks. Right? She's on hold hearing that he's picking her business. Right, Bobby?
Completely true.
And then what is the odds out of 150 clients? And this is the first time she's on the radio, and I didn't even know she was on the radio.
No, because I hadn't said it yet.
Is that amazing?
That is amazing. And I just want to say, do you know what they did for the event we had yesterday? Danny put a box in his store, right? He was telling everybody, he put like 9 flyers up just around his store. He had them all over the windows, all over the place. It got filled up 3 times. I had to go get it, empty it, put it back, empty it, put it back. So he's awesome. His mom, Tanya, thank you so much. That's Fat Jacks. And we're actually, we have a new gentleman in the studio who just came in. His name's Tino, we spoke to last week from Zoom Zoom Cleaning.
Zoom Zoom. I mean, think about it. What would you name your business? What would you name your business if you had a cleaning business?
Oasis.
You want to make $50, Tino?
What's the deal?
Okay, here it is. Can you tell me what the definition of Oasis is? And I say that for Oasis Salon. 3 locations, Oasis. And my friend Oasis.
Yeah.
If you can tell me the definition of Oasis... And I try to make my clients look stupid because I don't want to give away $50. So give me the definition of Oasis.
Like a water landmark or something like that? Or?
Pretty good. I think he just won $50. Wouldn't you say pretty close?
Well, I think so.
Oasis. You got to go a little more. The judges.
Am I Webster right now? Or?
I only see 220s on the table there. So
oh, yeah.
I think you're dead short.
I think you're going to get 20, okay? Because you, but
half,
half an answer. What is the definition of Oasis?
It would be a point of refuge with water in a desert area.
Wow, refuge. Yeah. He added that word refuge.
Yeah.
This is an educated man, right?
Fertile.
He left out fertile. But anyhow, that's what an oasis is. And we do business for, who do we do business for?
Oasis Salon.
Oh, my God. See how that just fit right in? A fertile land where oil, water is found. And I just found this out, by the way, 10 minutes ago. Then I came in here like, you ever do that, like, in life? You find something out, and then you share it with someone like you knew it your whole life? Has anybody ever done that?
I think I have.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I do that. Like, and then I come...
Google is really awesome. Google is awesome.
Google is awesome. Yeah. That's why when we do the giveaways, we were doing that. Remember, Bobby?
And I'm always disqualified because I have 2 screens in front of me, but that's okay.
Yeah, and then you can just see people. Hold on. And I'm like, oh, they're Googling.
Right.
But yeah. You should like make everybody put their phone on the table.
Yeah.
And then they're stuck.
I'll
turn off the studio computer. And then.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get up, and these 2 guys, Tino,
are
going to interview you. But my first question to you would be, why Zoom Zoom? Okay, good. Sit down.
Is that answer on the mic or?
Yeah, sit down.
Thank you.
You guys interview Zoom Zoom.
Headphones set on.
Yeah. Talk.
Awesome. There you are.
How are we doing, guys?
Zoom a question.
Awesome. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you guys.
Nice.
What's your name again?
Tino Petrovic with Zoom Zoom Cleaning.
So. Awesome.
What's your last name?
Petrovic.
What nationality is it?
My family comes from former Yugoslavia, currently Bosnia. Yeah. So, yeah. A lot of people ask that as well. Not many people even know the area or region. So,
right.
Yeah. But like Brian said, why Zoom Zoom Cleaning? We're a family business. I talk to a lot of my current clients and a lot of people that are unsatisfied with their cleaning. They can't even trust their cleaners, you know. They come back to the office, something's missing or something's empty in the fridge or, you know, employee got hungry or something and, you know. So we really base our company off trust, loyalty, and satisfaction of our customers. And that's kind of what we build off of, and because that's what small companies should be.
Right.
You know, we don't have the capacity, we don't have the employees yet that most big companies would have. But the 2-3 of us work just as big as a 10-15 employed company, right? So that's kind of how we like to say that and put that out there. So
there's 3 of you.
Yes. So right now it's just me, my mom, and my dad. My sister kind of does her own thing, but she can always, you know, helps in whenever. But mainly it's just me, my mom, and my dad right now.
Oh, good.
And that's kind of how we do it.
Okay.
Yep.
Where are y'all located at?
Thank you. So we're just based right here in kind of Clearwater, Oldsmar area. So right on the border of Pinellas and Hillsboro.
Right.
We have a place in Tampa. We have places in Largo, Trinity. So we're kind of all over. Like I said, my dad, he also has like a regular day job as well. So that's kind of where I came in to take care of the morning sessions or stuff like that when needed. And then me and him can do bigger night sessions as well, stuff like that. But we don't really have like a set office or anything like that. We just, you know, my dad has a pickup truck. I have my pickup truck, and we do the best that we can for everybody. So,
without giving numbers themselves, how do you base your services, their prices on your
like
services?
Pricing of the, well, like most companies that do like labor, for instance, it's kind of like, oh, well, we're gonna have to come give you a quote. Right. So with us, I mean, it's always a free estimate. You give me a call, you give my dad a call, we'll come check your space out, your area. Nice free estimate, nothing to worry about. And then we just take it from there, kind of. You know, it's kind of hard. We don't know how dirty your place is. We don't know how clean your place is, how much we have to upkeep it, how many times per week we should clean it, stuff like that. So that's kind of what we do on the first visit or estimate, per se.
Right. Well, it's always better to have a face-to-face anyway. Yeah. So,
and that's what I told Brian as well. I was in Canada last week, and I was like, it'd be really nice if I could maybe come down and maybe introduce myself or talk to somebody and stuff like that. Right. I'm not too big of a phone guy.
Do you guys need any cleaning? Oasis, the water's dirty, right? Hey, we got Frank on the line. You guys interview Frank. Hey, Frank, how you doing, buddy?
Good. What's going on, guys?
Hi, Frank.
Hi, Frank.
Hello. How you doing?
What's your business?
Dunedin Records and Audio.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. That's a lot to it. Wreckage, are you a wrecker service?
No, records, as in vinyl records.
Oh, vinyl records.
Oh, yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, sorry, my New York accent must have gotten away.
That's all right. Charles was probably into the vinyl from Oasis cool. for Life Wellness Center. Where are you located?
On Patricia Avenue in Dunedin, right across from the bowling alley.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, 430 Patricia.
I think I've been there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You've been there or been through there?
I've been in this location for about 5 years. Then I was up on Main Street for almost 5 years before that. So.
Okay. From what I understand, vinyl is coming back. Is that right?
Well, it's been coming back, and it seems to keep going. So.
Right.
Which is a good thing.
Right. If you can find a decent player.
Well, come on in, and I got them.
Oh, wow. That's great. That's great.
Yeah, no, but the term for me would be audiophile, but I prefer the term audiophile.
Well, I'm sure there's room for both.
No, there is. I have systems from a couple of hundred up to a few thousand dollars.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So what are your hours?
Well, I abbreviated them until we see what's going on. I've got, you know, some other things that need my time. So I'm only opening the store for walk-ins on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Okay.
Very nice. Hey, Frank, Tino here. Just asking, do you guys have any maybe like big sale days or any days where you guys have, you know, big savings days or stuff like that, specifically for the vinyl days and stuff?
No, I kind of do that on the spot. You know, like for instance, if... somebody needs a turntable and they buy a whole system, I put together a heck of a package deal.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. On the spot deal. That's very nice. Yep.
Yeah. And the same thing with records. I've got some really nice classic vinyl that's priced a little high, but if you're buying a couple of pieces, I'll always give a nice discount.
Of course. That's awesome.
Yeah. But
so it sounds like you've been doing this a really long time.
Well, as a business over 10 years, actually more than that, but as a hobby since I could figure out a screwdriver.
Right.
So, yeah, no, I've always been into this. I just, you know, audio is my thing.
Right. So. Finding decent audio, I'm an electronics technician by trade. That's one reason I really? Kind of got into laser and tinkering and stuff like that.
Right.
Good, solid audio with, you know, full medium and body is hard to find.
What kind of stuff do you work on?
I used to work on RF equipment and
okay.
For like all your municipalities, Motorola, Kenwood, stuff like that.
Oh, really?
I have worked on a few stereo systems, but just really as a hobby and for other people.
No, I got you. It's tough finding a good tech these days. First of all, the technology, I don't want to say it's outdated, But for somebody starting out, they give you a basic Ohm's law and throw you right into digital circuits.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. Not many people have even seen a tube.
Right, right, right. Well, tubes are easy. The only thing you can do is kill yourself when you work on it.
That's true. Now, that's true.
You know, solid state gets a little more difficult to diagnose and trace and stuff because the circuits are pretty complicated.
So tell us about your collection there. And, I mean, is it relatively eclectic, or what can we expect when we walk in?
Absolutely. I mean, I've got everything from my bargain bin, where everything is $3, 2 for $5, up to some classic records that are 50 years old in perfect condition that could be priced anywhere from $50 to a couple hundred dollars.
Wow.
And do repairs on any, you know...
turntables, I should
say. Thank you, turntables. Sorry, I'm a little young over here.
Back to my original career and training as a GM tech, where they even...
Very nice, very nice.
Courses, so...
Awesome.
But it's mostly mechanical, and that's my forte.
Yeah, that's
I'm
awesome.
I'm capable of doing some solid-state repairs, but not well enough to make a living doing it, and to be naive enough to tell somebody I could fix something for them. You know,
not very many people do that anymore anyway.
Exactly, yep.
So, you know, your level of technician is very valuable.
I do have a good old-school tech that I send stuff to.
Okay, good.
He's retired. So it's
Can I ask you a question, Frank?
Yeah, sure, man.
What's your last name?
Ciano. Schiano in Italian, but Ciano.
Ciano.
Could you imagine if it was Footer?
What?
Frank Footer?
Oh, geez. Well, we're scraping the bottom of the barrel today, Frank.
Oh, my God. How was that, huh? Do you know what in sales world, you know what you say? You never say the word honest. Oh, I'm going to be honest with you. Well, then what does that mean? Everything else yours was a lie?
Yeah, that's the point.
You know what they say in the sales books? Say, I'm going to be frank with you. Okay. It's really what it says in the sales books. Right? But anyhow, oh, God. I resemble that remark. Give us a song to play, Frank, in honor of Dunedin Records. What song do you want to hear? Since you're the record guy.
You want to hear. Oh.
Can you make it where the needle sound, too?
What, the record scratch?
Yeah, do that real quick.
I don't want scratch records. I don't play scratch records.
But you know how they... Okay, not that. But you know how they do it with the... that's when it starts, it's like a... I forget, what would they call that?
The
like
DJ thing, the Ziggy Ziggy thing?
No, yeah, like not that, where it makes that noise, like when you first put it on.
And do you know that you talk so much that we only have like 30 seconds left?
That's the truth.
Well, I want to hear the noise, like when you first put the needle on. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, someone better figure it out.
You know what I mean? Like, you know that
scratch? Oh, that thing? Yeah, I don't know. Have that.
Can you get that?
I have to search YouTube for it.
Next
you're talking about when you scratch a record back in
When you put the record on it. You know how it makes that sound?
Like the staticky noise.
The staticky noise.
You're talking about way back in the day.
Ha, Frank.
But if your records are in good condition and clean, they should be quiet.
Well, there you go. Frank, what's your location and what would you like to say in closing?
430 Patricia Avenue, right across from the bowling alley next to the Dodge store.
You're the best, buddy.
Great audio system that you can sit down and relax, or some good record player in your existing one, come on in.
Do you guys have any interest in an audio equipment?
Maybe later, whenever we've gotten the house.
How about you?
Not at this point.
Oh, you guys stink. Anyhow, that's Dunedin Records.
And then WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.